U.S. Special Envoy General Anthony Zinni returns to the Middle East on Thursday to try again to broker an Israeli-Palestinian ceasefire. Zinni left the region 2 weeks ago after a series of Palestinian suicide bombings and Israeli reprisal raids. Both Israeli and Palestinian officials are welcoming Zinni's return. They say they hope this time things will be different. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
One thing that's different is that General Zinni will only be staying for 4 or 5 days, as opposed to what was described as an open-ended mission last time. Analysts say the deadline is meant to pressure both Israelis and Palestinians to do what it takes to make a ceasefire stick. Another thing that's different this time is a drastic reduction in violence on the ground. On the day that Zinni left last month, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat gave a dramatic speech calling for an end to all suicide bombings and attacks on Israelis. Since then, the Palestinian Authority has arrested about 200 suspected militants. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Nabil Shaath says Arafat is doing everything possible to make sure there will not be any Palestinian suicide attacks like the last time Zinni was in the region. And, says Shaath, the Palestinian public is behind their leader.
There is a significant shift in the Palestinian public towards a ceasefire and a road back to the peace process. And that's a very important and extremely persuasive argument for those who still want to continue those actions and who will have to be coerced if they're not persuaded.
But Shaath says Israel now has to show some good faith and ease the closures of the West Bank and Gaza Strip that have left the Palestinian economy in tatters and millions of Palestinians confined to their hometowns.
I'd like to see the end of that debilitating, suffocating, and starvation siege of the Palestinian people, full of nothing but humiliation and a total inhuman and inhumane way of dealing with people, nothing but collective punishment of the worst kind.
Before any Israeli concessions, government spokesman Avi Pazner says Israel wants to see Arafat finish what he started.
It is difficult to say whether he made a real effort. He has certainly made some noises and brought about a certain reduction of the incident, but it is a fact that the situation is still very ambiguous. This is not yet the 100% effort we are asking for.
Over the weekend, he says, 3 Palestinians tried to infiltrate into Israel to carry out suicide attacks, and 3 others tried to attack a Jewish settlement. Israeli troops killed all 6 of the men. At the same time, Israel today carried out 3 raids into Palestinian-controlled territory, arresting 10 suspected militants. Israelis and Palestinians both say they welcome General Zinni's return. But whether they will be willing to make the concessions to enable his mission to succeed remains to be seen. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.